Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
8:16 on this Monday morning, September 29th, second to last day of the quarter, and hurricane season's quiet, so we'll take it. District Attorney Jason Williams joins us now, District Attorney for the City of New Orleans. How you doing, Jason? I guess I should say
I'm doing great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right.
All morning.
I should say the parish of Orleans, not the city of New Orleans, although I don't. It's a distinction that probably doesn't need to be made. Let's talk about what you want to do with defendants opting for judge trials as opposed to jury trials. And does the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, have anything to say about any of this?
Yeah, you know, actually, Tommy, the state of Louisiana is out of step with most of the other states in the union. We're one of the few jurisdictions in the country that allows a defendant to unilaterally waive their right to a jury trial and instead request a judge trial without any input at all from prosecutors or victims or survivors, which means the prosecution, the victims of a crime currently have absolutely no say if a defendant wants to make a quick shift to a judge trial instead of a jury trial.
So the Constitution says you have a right to trial by jury of your peers. It would be different if you were trying to take that away, but you're not. You're just trying to say what?
I mean, we're just trying to say that we believe that a courtroom should be a fair place for a defendant as well as a fair place for victims and survivors as well. The Constitution gives you a right to a jury of your peers. Most of the time, you would expect, and history sort of speaks to, defendants wanting people who walk the same broken sidewalks in Orleans Parish as them deciding their fate rather than just one single person in a robe. But in Louisiana right now, you can say because of whatever maybe a judge's ruling in an earlier hearing, or just because you believe this person is going to be sympathetic, or for whatever reason, you want a judge trial. And you should be able to make that request as a defendant, but the prosecution, the local prosecutor in whatever parish you're in, should have some say in that choice.
So what was the catalyst for this, Jason?
You know, we were up in Baton Rouge talking to the Senate about judge trials in one section of court in Orleans Parish. And as we were discussing the jurisdictional history of those cases, it was obvious to the senators when I laid that out and they looked at the facts that the judge had either suppressed evidence that the police had collected in an earlier setting or found no probable cause for the arrest that the detective made at an earlier setting. And at that setting, at that hearing, or soon thereafter, the defendant came back in and said, I'd rather have a judge trial in this case rather than a jury trial because of that decision that the judge had made. It could be a bond reduction, but there's a pattern. And the easiest way to correct this sort of form shopping, so to speak, was to put Louisiana in line with the rest of the country. All of the bounding states around Louisiana require the prosecutor to have some input. And this is just smart. We were out of step, and we need to get in step.
So when it comes to numbers and stats and all of that stuff, do defendants do a lot better with judges? Are there specific judges that they do better with in Orleans Parish?
You know, I think if you look at the numbers, there was a report recently, it looks like there are certain sections where defendants would rather have or have asked for a judge trial instead of a jury trial.
By sections, and that's so analogous. That's the same as judges, Jason, when you say sections?
Yes, okay. Yes. They're picking judges who run certain sections of court.
Gotcha.
For whatever reason they've come up with. You've got certain sections where there are very, very few judge trials. Now, a judge has a right to decide the case however they want to decide it. And this is not about taking away a judge's discretion, but this is about balancing the deck in terms of being able to say, wow, if my case gets allotted to one section versus another, that sort of means that defendants are getting sort of different treatment based upon the random allotment process if this loophole isn't fixed in the law.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about your staff because you yourself, as I understand it, are a pretty good litigator, but you can't try every case yourself. If you do, you get criticized for not being the district attorney and for being in court trying cases. So that means it has to fall upon your people, that your prosecutors, and I know we'll talk about the status of prosecutors, what kind of a situation are you in, do you have a hard time getting them or not, but you also are quoted in this newspaper article as saying that one judge is jamming up your prosecutors in favor of the defense. We'll talk about we'll talk about what that means when we come back. I'm talking football, Jason, defense. Jason Williams, New Orleans District Attorney, our guest, 821 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 827, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Jason Williams, New Orleans District Attorney. Jason, you are a skilled litigator, but you can't try every case. If you do, you get criticized for being in a courtroom, not running the DA's office. Tell me about your staff, because as I understand it, I've done a little bit of research. The average starting salary is about $78,000 a year for a prosecutor?
It's actually less than that, Tommy.
Okay.
And you're really talking about people with a lot of student loans.
Yep.
Coming in and the cost of living going up, and you absolutely, it's not enough for the work that they do. Corey Tassin, Corbin Bates, two of my best litigators on my team. They just recently successfully tried the Terrell Morris case of the 911 operator or 911 leader, and they successfully tried that case, guilty as charged on all counts. These guys were in law school when I was campaigning to become DA. And they are two of my top litigators right now. Just to give you an idea of how green and young, and this is not just an Orleans Parish issue. Across the state, it's really hard to find seasoned litigators. People do this work for a period of time, but they don't always do it for their career because it's just too tough.
Once they get experience, they moved on. Let me run real quick before we run out of time. Judge Leon Roche, jamming up your prosecutors. So you got a guy that is very experienced, a judge, and I guess he's kind of like running roughshod over these people? Or how would you phrase that, Jason?
In one instance, my prosecutor said, Judge, can we have 20 minutes for the officer to get through traffic to get to court? And the judge said, no, we're going now, and forced them to move forward, knowing full well the officer was trying to get there. Knowing full well that my lawyers had contacted them, had set up the case, but he was jamming them up in court to move that case forward. And that's just one example.
So let me get to this real quick, Jason, I'm sorry, before we run out of time, I know your time is valuable. Sure. I see a quote here from Raphael going at you. 81% of judge trials last year included no witnesses. How is that about the prosecution? Is that about the case or the reports that the police are giving?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You tell me about our lack of people willing to come forward. Tell me about 81% judge trials, no witnesses.
We're talking about 14. That's it, out of 14 cases. And in those 14 cases, out of thousands of cases, we had witnesses who testified at motion hearings who did not come back at trial. And they had heard a judge say, I don't believe this case meets a probable cause standard, and I don't think the evidence, and I'm suppressing the evidence and telegraphing how he feels about that case.
So wait, let me jump in for a second. So what you're what you're saying is it's hard enough to get people to come forward. I just want to make sure I understand this right. Once they do, then they hear from the judge. Basically, the judge tell them, well, you're not going to get anywhere with this witnessing anyway, so don't come back, pretty much.
That is a scenario out of 13 of those 14 cases that we're talking about.
Okay, and Jimmy Harris is going to carry this water for you in a legislative session?
Jimmy Harris understands why this law change is necessary. He's already had some good contact across the aisles. Republican Democrats seem to think that this is a smart, common-sense fix, and I pray that it will be successful.
Thank you, Jason. I'm sorry to cut you off. I was just trying to get the questions in before we ran out of time. That's all. I know you're busy.
I'm glad you did, Tommy. Somebody's got to keep us on track.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, and real quick, I do want to get to this, so about the judge with 20 minutes for a police officer. There have been problems with criminal court justice, judges, not really managing their docket very well and being late to hear, putting this off, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of disingenuous to not give an officer 20 minutes to fight traffic, right?
It is, especially if you give a defense attorney another day in another setting if they ask for it. We're just looking for fairness across the board. Just want a fair shot. Same thing I wanted as a defense attorney, I want as a prosecutor. You want a fair shot in court. Both sides deserve a fair trial. The reason we're there typically is because somebody got hurt.
As does the people whom you represent, as do the people. Thank you, Jason. 831 Traffic Now News, all that stuff with Ian Oza and WWL First News. 847, 13 till 9. Quickly to Dan Gill, professor at the LSU Ag Center, host of The Garden Show. How you doing, Dan Gill?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning.
So let me tell you what I did. I cut some fence boards, and I made them like a little hinge so that I went along the fence, and I sprayed this just whatever it is that kills everything. So now I got this brown line along the fence, and it looks like Augusta, where they put the pine straw.
Uh-huh.
And I like that look. But somebody texted in and said, I'm about ready to burn down my entire backyard. I have a vine called Bush Killer that keeps overtaking everything like kudzu. I wonder if they're talking about that morning glory. Thoughts?
Actually, there is it's Caradia japonica. It's called Bush Killer Vine.
Oh, really?
Or Caradia. And it is very prevalent in the New Orleans area. One of the more difficult vines to get rid of. It's hard to get rid of it. Just with persistent effort over time, you can control it. keep it from taking over. But you can never let your guard down. You always have to be very vigilant and attack it whenever you see it and wherever you see it. And that has to continue indefinitely.
How do you kill it, Dan?
You can spray it with the Kills All. You might have used some Kills All along your fence there. Mm-hmm. Kills All does a good job of killing it, although you can only use it on the vine. If the vine's growing on a shrub, you can't just spray the shrub and the vine because it'll kill the shrub as well as the vine. So in those circumstances, it makes it hard to control, but where you can just spray the vine itself, and a lot of times if it's just on a fence or something, you can do that. Use something like Kills All or Eraser. But again, there's nothing that takes it away. Once you kill it back, it'll return. You've got to keep it doing that over and over again to keep it under control. So you really just can't give up with that vine. You've got to stick with it.
Does that have the little purple flowers, or is that something else?
It does not. You're probably thinking of a morning glory. You know? Yeah. They're blooming right now, and they have a little trumpet-shaped lavender purple flower. But Caradia doesn't produce any noticeable flowers. It does bloom, but the flowers are not very noticeable.
Some of these things, and I don't know which one it is, but I swear to goodness, I wanted to put a camera on it and do a time-lapse thing, because I think you could watch it grow. You go out there one day on Tuesday evening, and it's on the ground, and then Wednesday morning, it's to the top of the fence pole. It grows pretty quickly. Doesn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, most plants have to put considerable effort in building up strong, stocky stems to hold themselves upright. A lot of effort goes into those stems to hold the plants upright. Vines don't have to do that. They use other things for support. So all that energy that would normally go into building a strong, stocky stem goes into growth. And vines are well known for growing faster than any other group of plants.
So could you, if you put a camera on this, theoretically watch them grow in a day?
If you fast forward,
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, you wouldn't
not
sit there,
but time, but
I'm
yeah.
saying in 24 hours, you would notice a difference, would you not? Noticeable?
Oh, absolutely. There are vines that will grow inches a day, and that's definitely noticeable, definitely measurable. So, absolutely, yeah. If you measure a vine in the morning and measure again in the evening, there are some vines that grow so fast you can see a real definite increase in size.
I got in a wrestling match with one of these things one time, Dan. I don't want to bore you with the story, but it almost strangled me to death. It was like a back and forth kind of thing, like you'd see in a movie. My blueberry bush has gone from green to yellow spotted leaves. There are tiny spider webs on the branches. For Dan Gill, how do I treat it?
Well, you know, blueberries are semi-deciduous, and they do lose a lot of their foliage going into the fall and into the winter. So this late in the season, I'm not sure I'd be overly concerned. It has been quite dry. So think about how much rain you've got in your area. Blueberries are prone to drought stress when it gets dry. So make sure you're watering them deeply if your area is dry. That'd be your best bet.
All right, somebody texted in and said, my front yard's full of weeds with little white flowers and mushrooms, which that kind of makes me wonder, because mushrooms really grew when it rained a lot or not. Tell me, Dan, you're the guy.
Well, they may be irrigating their lawn. A lot of people are getting out the sprinklers and irrigating. And if they do that, they'll get mushrooms. Nothing we can do about mushrooms. They're just a natural part of lawns. There's nothing you do to control them. Collect them and dispose of them as they appear, and that's about all you can do with it. The other weed is Virginia buttonweed, and that is a terrible weed in our lawns. You can knock it back now using a herbicide like Celsius mm-hmm. or MSM Turf. Celsius and MSM Turf do a good job. They can be applied now following label directions. But really, there's no reason to wait until almost October to start controlling these summer weeds. In the future, I would tell people, check your lawns in May, June, and July. You can use Celsius and MSM Turf all through the summer. And the longer you let the weeds grow, the more damage they do and the harder they are to control. So think about doing some of this control in June and July rather than September and October.
How do you get rid of torpedo grass in the garden? What type of spray? And I would ask, Dan, what is torpedo grass?
Torpedo grass is one of our worst weedy grasses. It spreads by a rhizome that runs underground, kind of like a torpedo running under the water, aiming at a boat. Well, this rhizome runs underground straight like that, so gives it the nickname torpedo grass. Hard to control in beds, like flower beds. There are selective grass killers, like over the top, that you can use. So go to a local nursery and get a selective grass killer, and then you can spray everything in the bed. It will selectively kill off the grass and leave behind the ornamental plants that are labeled tolerant. It doesn't wipe it out. It'll knock it back. It'll kill it back. But again, like with the Caradia vine, with torpedo grass, it's not a matter of eradication. It's a matter of diligent, persistent, and frequent effort providing control and keeping it from taking over. But you can never let your guard down. You've always got to stay on top of it.
Would you necessarily not want this in a lawn? Because it looks to me like St. Augustine or any other kind of grass. Am I missing something? I'm looking at the LSU Ag Center picture.
Yeah, you are. In a mowed lawn, it does resemble the St. Augustine, but it grows faster and sticks up higher. Mm-hmm. So it's a more upright growing grass. St. Augustine is more of a running grass. Torpedo grass, although it runs underground, once it gets above ground, is more upright growing. So it becomes a nuisance because it makes you have to mow more often. And then it gets into your flower beds. I have a whole fact sheet on controlling torpedo grass. And people could get that by emailing me at dan.gill@odyssey.com. Just request a torpedo grass control information. I can send that to them.
Dan, you know, I appreciate your time. Real quick, somebody wants to know what the best times of the year to cut rose bushes back.
Well, we're past the best time for this one. We used to cut them back in late August, early September. So it's really too late right now to do it at the ideal time. We'll cut them back again around late January, early February.
If I want to put flowers in, what should I be planting?
Look for cool season stuff like petunias and dianthus and the cochiana. A little bit too early yet for pansies and violas, but the nurseries have a lot of heat-tolerant cool season bedding plants, snapdragons. Plant those now. They'll give you color all fall, winter, and into the next spring.
And can you put a bunch of those and just have like a wildflower look?
I'll just jumble them all together. Yeah. It'll look wild, all right.
That'll be a no. Thank you, Dan. I'm a concrete kind of guy. You know me. Dan Gill, professor at the LSU Ag Center, host of The Garden Show, 855, 5 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.